hunk of metal right in my face like Darth Vader.
What? Oh, I know. Well, this is going to be a good, good explainer. So, Teams, which is generally a fine product, introduces this new. Generally, is fine. But for certain scenarios, like what we do here, and you can see what Paul's sort of pointing at, this is a different scene setup, and I didn't adjust it appropriately. But they've now forced upon me the new sort of like pop the meeting out into a new window. Now,
which, by the way, is a neat feature.
It's a great feature if you're using it for meetings, which we're not. I could potentially use NDI, but there's some technical things I got to figure out there that make me a little nervous on that side. But anyways, because I use it on the other PC, it's like now forcing it on this one. And every time I switch up, it's a whatever. The problem is that the way I was editing things, how can I point to this? You can see up there.
Like, see, that's hard to do that.
Yeah, there's more window chrome, I guess you call it. Like, you can see if I switch over to this view, I did it on that one. I forgot on the other one. Okay. Anyway, so that's how my morning started.
Morning started. I can't explain that in public.
It's how those little things that Microsoft changes can have big ramifications for scenarios they did not think about initially when they were rolling out the feature. Anyways, here we are. It is post-Apple day, pre-Sony PS5 day.
So just quickly, you haven't seen it because I just published it, but you, Brad, and anyone watching, listening to this should read the thing I just posted, because obviously everything I write is awesome. No, I don't mean like that, but like, I watched the Apple event. I wrote about it in real time. I went back and watched it again. Not the whole thing. I don't care about the iPads. But you know, Brad, and I've mentioned this a few times. I've almost pulled the trigger on an Apple Watch many times, especially this year. And the blood oxygen sensor is very interesting to me. Apple Fitness Plus is very interesting to me.
Yes.
So I did something. I hate to do this kind of thing, but I. Part of our schedule every day is we kind of go off and do our own thing until 8 p.m. I think someone's doing something loud outside. Anyway, I asked my wife if she would watch the Apple presentation. Uh-oh. Just the watch part and then the fitness part, because she writes about health and nutrition and well-being and all that stuff. And she knows, she literally every week she's on the phone with doctors, researchers, authors of books. You know, she knows about this much as anyone can without being an actual doctor. I mean, like Mark Hyman is a doctor, Gary Tobbs or Michael Pollan. These guys are not educated as doctors, but they're reporters and they've talked, they talk to experts, and she is that person. So I wrote about that, and I won't give it all away, but she's always had funny reactions to Apple stuff. So there's some of that in there, but her take on the fitness, health benefits of the Apple Watch and Fitness Plus in particular, I think will be of interest to people and to you in particular. The short version is she thinks it's all great. So, like me, her thing was like, I said, look, this thing's not an Android, just so you know. So I said, if you ever wanted to buy one of these things, which I would support, and I mean that in a moral sense, she could buy whatever she wants. Cause she's a longtime Android user. I said, you'd have to use an iPhone, and she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So, I still maintain one of the smartest things they could do is moving forward is bring the Apple Watch to Android. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to get that out of the way, because I think this will be of interest to people, and I think it will be of interest to you.
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty well aligned to what you said. I could not have cared any less about the iPads. Like, the thing that they did was they announced effectively the iPad Air, whatever, the redesign, and I just screenshot and said, here's the iPhone 12, but just with different cameras. I mean, that's what it's going to look like.
So the simplest way to describe the iPads is like the base iPad is just the base iPad. It has a faster processor. The one I'm using has got to be 2 gens old. It's identical form factor.
Yep.
It's fine. There's no, to me, that was nothing. The iPad Air I'm actually very interested in, because it's of the notion of sort of the iPad Pro design, but in a less, lower cost device, but it starts at $600.
Yeah.
Let's spend $600 on an iPad. That's crazy. So that whole thing, I wiped that off the slate.
The other thing too is, why would you buy an iPad Pro 11 inch right now? Because it has a slower processor than the one that's put in the Air.
I feel like they have too many iPads, and yeah. what they should have is the iPad mini, same size, but with a full screen, like an iPad Pro design, iPad Air. And then the iPad Pro is the, whatever, 12.9 inch or whatever size it is now. I guess it's 13, whatever it is. But there's too many of them. Like, and I just, it's a shame. It's really neat that you can buy an iPad for cheap, like $329 for a full-size iPad. It's great. But it's the old-fashioned design with the huge bezels, the big button. It's like, at some point, this becomes so antiquated. It's like, I don't, I wish you would, I wish you could move forward and still maintain the price, you know, point.
Yeah.
$329 is $600. Jeez, that is a huge leap for a modern design.
The one thing that did catch my eye about the new iPad Airs is that they brought back Touch ID. They put it in.
You know, I actually kind of missed that. It must be, it's in the power button.
It's in the power button.
I saw a comment about that. I didn't understand. Okay.
So I am really, really hoping they're bringing that back to the iPhone 12. I don't know if they are.
Oh, just for COVID almost.
Yeah, because the mask thing doesn't work with an iPhone really. So
it's interesting. So does it still have Face ID too?
I don't know if it does. I don't know if it does.
Maybe if they did both. A lot of PCs do that. You'll have Windows Hello, you know, face and fingerprint. I really like having that option.
You know what won't do facial recognition though, is that I think that new clamshell thing that coming from Microsoft Surface, the small one. It's not gonna do. I think it's only gonna do touch.
Is that true? Like, oh really?
Yeah, I don't think the it's little, gonna have
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have Windows Hello in it. So
at all?
Well, no, it'll tell like the fingerprint, but not the face.
Yeah, that's which, okay. But
honestly, I kind of prefer.
I, by the way, literally prefer. I have face or Windows Hello facial recognition on dozens of laptops. I never use it. I always use a fingerprint. I vastly prefer. I want purposeful sign and not I happen to be sitting in front of it. So that's me. But
anyways, I agree. The star of the show yesterday were two.
What is your? You have an Apple Watch, right? But which version do you have?
I have the 4.
Okay, so for you, this is a viable upgrade. And are you considering upgrading or
not yet? Okay. I might wait. I don't know. Just because, like, mine's still fine. Like, the blood oxygen thing is actually probably the most interesting thing that they announced out of the watch. Well, that and the SE price of like $279 for the Apple Watch, whatever it's called.
Sorry, I'm trying to process this. The Apple Watch you have, it has the bigger screen, right? Because the problem with the Series 3 is it's got the smaller screen.
This one, the difference is this one does not have the always on display. That's like the always on came with the 5, and then the 6 does the blood oxygen.
Raise it to see it, or how does that work?
You got to go like that to see it.
I see. Okay.
Which works like, I was going to say 90, but that's probably generous. 85% of the time when you need it to.
I have a Fitbit, so you're still ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think the fitness. So this has really annoyed me, too. So then they also announced Apple One. I was like, oh, okay, maybe this will be like the bundle, like or subscription that I'll buy into. But the ones you want.
I know.
The ones that everybody is going to want. And I'm going to make a very broad assumption here. The one primary one that people are going to want are music and fitness. And they don't have it.
Music and fitness go together so obviously well.
They promoted it so much. Like, look, if you've got your music here, you can bring it. I'm like, okay, maybe this will get me to jump from Spotify because my wife, probably much like yours, is very interested in the Fitness Plus service because we're still in our household, still not really going to the gym on a regimented basis. And so we do things around the house. And like one of them is a fitness service like that.
And as the months go on, I'm sure what's going through your head is I need something a little more formalized than what I'm doing. And the problem I had when I was stuck at home trying to work out is we bought one of those, I always forget the name, but whatever, some device. And I just found myself not, I go to the gym 6 days a week like a Terminator. Like I go every day. I have to like force myself not to go. It's a regimented part of
it. It's just a routine now. It's part of your routine.
I put this device in my house and I stop using it. I'm like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
So this, the appeal of this is, and with the whole, you know, closing the rings thing, you can kind of combine it with that. And it's like it's the motivational push that I think a lot of people need to actually, it's so smart.
It's if they would have come out and said music and fitness for $15, I would have been like, all right, see you later, Spotify. Granted, I love Spotify and I really like supporting them because they're independent. They work on everything. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not a charity. Like, I need the bundle. That would, but I'm not paying them $30 a month for to get that bundle. You need iCloud. You need news. You need arcade. You need, like, I don't care about arcade. It's, you know, if that's your deal, fine, play it. I don't care. I'm not paying for their news service. I don't need that. God forbid, I will die a very angry death if I'm paying a significant, like, dollar amount for iCloud. There's like 6 million cloud subscription services that are already bundled into things I'm paying for. I don't need iCloud, and I really don't want it. God. Anyways. Yeah.
So two things. I one of the reasons I rewatched the presentation yesterday was I've watched it 3 times now, by the way. So I watched it twice by myself. Mm-hmm. The second time I was paying very much attention to the Fitness Plus, because in my head, what I was thinking about was the future. And what I could imagine was that this year makes sense for individuals because we're all stuck at home. We can't really go to the gym. I mean, I do go to the gym, but a lot of people can't or won't for mm-hmm. understandable reasons. Everyone wants to be healthier. We've all been eating like crap all year. Like, so this is like a thing that kind of makes sense. But this is Apple, dude, right? This thing is going to expand to programs that are going to be built into gyms. They're going to be built into gym equipment. You're going to get on an elliptical trainer with a screen. It's going to connect to your Apple Watch, and you're going to watch it on that screen. And, like, you know this is coming. And so this is one of the reasons I wanted my wife to watch it. So she's watching it. I'm thinking, I can't wait to unleash this thought on her because I'm like, this is so smart. And she says to me, she goes, you know what this thing is? This is in the article, by the way. I'll ruin it. She says, this is the death of Peloton. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, Pelotons cost like $2,000. Mm-hmm. And they cost, by the way, I think it's $1,900 to $2,499, depending on which one you get. The subscription service is $30 a month. And I said, that's interesting. I said, let's do some math. I said, how much does a good exercise bike cost? At the time, she said $600. I looked it up, by the way. You can get an awesome one for under $400. $400. You could buy the most expensive iPad Pro there is for the big screen, $1,000 maybe. Apple Watch, $400. And this thing is $10 a month. That's less than the cost of a Peloton, and it gets less and less over time as you pay less every month. And Fitness Plus, Fitness Plus isn't just for bike riding. Right. It's for all kinds of exercises. So you've got like this more versatile service, a more versatile solution that's less expensive than the Peloton that everyone's so excited about this year. And that's really interesting. It kind of puts Apple Watch plus Fitness Plus into this category that is very rare for Apple, but not unprecedented, where they're the lower cost solution, better solution. The iPad is the other one that I would put into that category. Interesting, right?
So mark my words. Mm-hmm. This is going to be what opens Apple up to regulatory scrutiny.
The bundling. So, not coincidentally, Spotify issued an antitrust complaint about Apple One. Apple's already responded to it, but here's how you could sort of help with this. And this is another thing I've got roiling in my head. I haven't written this one yet, but this is like, it's like the pluses and minuses of the Apple Watch, right? So yeah, we've been very excited about Apple Watch, but when you think about the iPhone, which is this really restricted platform, but there are billions of apps on it. They said something yesterday that I thought was really interesting. I listened to it 3 times. I didn't listen to the iPad part 3 times. I thought they said 1 million apps for the iPad. 1 million. Mm. 1 million? It's a lot.
Yeah.
But compared to what's on the iPhone, it's a small percentage. How many apps are on Apple Watch?
Oh, thousands? Hundreds, or thousands, I bet.
So it's getting more and more restricted. And what that means is you go further into the Apple ecosystem, you're running into a situation where most of the stuff you see is just Apple stuff. If you go back and watch the very beginning of the thing, of the Apple Watch bit where Tim Cook is supposedly standing in the thing, and he says, every morning I get up and my Apple Watch wakes me up. I listen to, you know, news on my Apple. I listen to music. I do that. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of he describes a litany of Apple apps and services that in many cases are the only solution you can get on the Apple Watch, right?
Yeah.
Because you use Spotify. What's the Spotify situation on Apple Watch? Like, it finally happened fairly recently.
It's still not great.
Right.
But it
works great on Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Apple Music.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're kind of funneling it down as we go. And so this is kind of, I don't know if I can write this into something that makes sense, but this is the dark side of this stuff. Like, there is, like, Apple's approach is so, you know, it's like, You ever drive at night and the lights, you know, it's dark and there's no lights, and but the, you know, like a car will go by or something. And I always imagine the road just like coming to it actually ends.
To a
like
singularity.
It's not a horizon thing. It literally is coming to a point and like it's just going to stop, you know. That's Apple. You know, so anyway, yeah, that's a long way of saying I think you're right.
I think their Fitness Plus is going to be possibly one of their best subscriptions.
I think. And the one that might get them in trouble.
Yeah, because... For that exact, because there's a lot of companies that were doing this. I'm sure they went to the App Store and said, what are really popular apps that people are using in-app purchases besides Fortnite, which is no longer there. And
well, I did say, you know, the one thing I did sort of say to myself, I guess, when I first saw this was, and maybe I wrote this, this is the smartest service they've made yet. It's the smartest one. In fact, given how popular the Apple Watch is and how popular fitness tracking is on it, and health tracking. I'm surprised this didn't happen already. Like this is, it's interesting. Like they didn't do this till now, but then when I see it and when you think about the condition this year with COVID and everything, you kind of get this, like, this is so smart.
Yeah. And then the other smart thing they did was they announced the Watch SE, which is $279, which is going to be a major blow to anybody who is selling effectively a wearable that also worked with iOS. Now, Android, totally different story, but like that's going to be a big deal for Fitbit. I mean, I think that's going to hurt them quite a bit.
Yeah. I just ordered a Fitbit Sense, which I believe was $279. I think if I'm not mistaken, the way I described the situation to my wife, and this is in the article again, to further blow away any reason to read it is, no, you should still read it for my wife's awesome commentary about Apple. You should still read it. But, I said the way to think of the Apple Watch is if you combine the capabilities of all of the wearables and smartwatches in the world, like each one of them will have some special little thing it does. Apple Watch does all of it, and it's literally a superset of everything else. You know, now for the SE, maybe that's not strictly true. It obviously doesn't have blood oxygen sensing, although you know you can buy a pulse oximeter at you know Walgreens for $20 or whatever. But it's still, this is the value way to get into the Apple ecosystem, which I think is still very valuable to people. And I mean, I don't know why I should probably just cancel this stupid order, because it's like, what's the point other than it will have a better screen than the stupid thing I'm using now? I don't know.
And then they also made some, I understand why they did it. Some jabs at Windows, especially with the new A14 chip, saying it's like twice as fast as the most popular laptop, which I don't personally think is a fair comparison. That point aside, that was them, again, just laying the groundwork for when they launch these Apple Silicon laptops or whatever they're going to launch this fall. And they're already laying that groundwork.
Aside from the obvious, what I took that to mean was the most popular Windows laptop in the world is not the most powerful Windows laptop.
Oh, not even close. But that's not the way they frame it, though. They're like, hey, look, it's two times more powerful than the most popular HP laptop or whatever they called it.
You're saying that this thing is Apple Silicon will outperform like a Celeron or whatever, you know, is crappy to them, Adam. Okay. I mean, I think what we're looking for is that thing that Qualcomm promised and didn't really deliver with the 8CX, which is Core i5 performance.
Right. So we will see, but that was them again, just laying that foundation for when these things launch later this year, that they're going to be good, or at least, you know, whatever. So interesting event, lasted a little, like an hour and 2 minutes or something like that. We should get an iPhone event in October. So we will,
Mac's there or a separate event for the Mac?
That's a good question. We don't know yet.
By the way, so as of today, you can probably right now go download iOS 14.
By the time most people are listening to this, which that really screws me up, because I would like to wait until the new phone came out, which is how I've typically done it, but it's going to get pushed onto my device whether or not I like it. And
I think you should do it.
I'm going to have to.
I like it.
This is the dumbest thing, though. So I have had like effectively the same home screen layout for years at this point, and now widgets are going to be there, and I'm going to want to use them. It's going to force me to change that, which, you know,
I went through the same thing. I don't use my iPhone every day like as my phone, but I mean, every Android phone, I have this exact same layout. The iPhone, because of the icons being jammed up to the top, complicates matters. And so I have a different layer, but the iPhone, I that's also standardized for iPhone. And yep. I mean, for me, I, you know, maybe this would be different if I use it every day, but I want to push the icons down. So I have a square weather widget that's the size of four icons. Mm-hmm. Just fill the space next to it. I just have a clock, which I don't really care about, but it just kind of, you know, brings things down. I like that effect. I'd like to get some blank widgets going, and then I will duplicate my Android layout on this thing, which would be awesome. Awesome.
Well, maybe you'll get some eventually here
someone should just make one, right? Someone should have already made one. This thing's been in beta like for months.
Yeah, but they weren't accepting developer apps.
No, I know, but I mean, like they should have done it over the summer, and now that I should be able to, you know, be the number one selling widget.
Yeah, sell a dollar. Get your space for a dollar.
$20. Just a thought.